The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'Whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had for me is korban,' meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on. And you do many such things." The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate today the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, and to focus a little bit on one of Our Lady's apparitions to Saint Bernadette. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, dedicated many years of his life to pondering the response that Our Lady gave to Bernadette when Bernadette asked her name. And I can just touch upon a little bit of what Maximilian Kolbe said, but he compares it to when Moses asked God his name. And God responds, he says, "I am who am." And in responding, he's revealing his essence, his identity. And Maximilian Kolbe said, "Our Blessed Mother Mary was doing the same. She was revealing the essence of who she is." And he says, what was she saying most fully? She did not say, "I have been immaculately conceived," but "I am the Immaculate Conception." Kolbe says this. He says, "From all eternity, there is a divine Immaculate Conception. And our Blessed Mother Mary is the human Immaculate Conception. From all eternity, there is an uncreated Immaculate Conception. And Mary is the created Immaculate Conception. And who is this eternal Immaculate Conception?" He says, "It is the Holy Spirit, her spouse." So God the Father begets a Son eternally. And the gift of the Father to the Son and the Son to the Father produces, Maximilian Kolbe would say, conceives the Holy Spirit from all eternity. And so when our Blessed Mother Mary says, "I am the Immaculate Conception," she is taking the name of her spouse. In his own words, he says, "If among human beings, the wife takes the name of her husband because she belongs to him, is one with him, becomes equal to him, and is with him the source of new life, with how much greater reason should the name of the Holy Spirit, who is the divine Immaculate Conception, be used as the name of her in whom he lives most fully?" Our Lady became his residence more fully than any other human could ever be. And just to conclude with another quote from Maximilian Kolbe, he says, "Everything that the Holy Spirit receives from the Son, and the Son receives from the Father, the Holy Spirit gives to Mary. by her he acts in other creatures. This is why the Immaculata is called the spouse of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and Mary are two persons living in such intimate union that they share one soul life. Which is why Satan tries by all means in his power to get us to break away from whatever binds us to her. May we renew the gift of ourselves to Our Lady, that the Holy Spirit might come upon us like never before.